Hello and welcome to the program UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about Alaska fishermen find UFO. That's correct. Alaska fishermen find UFO. Now, I've got to tell you, most of the stories you read are going to call this thing a spy balloon or some kind of a balloon, but we don't know that. We know they found something, and it's unidentified, and it must have been flying because they found the remains out here in the Pacific Ocean. This is a classic case of one of these situations where something happened for sure, something that people wanted to report, but you can see that right at the very beginning of it, at the very germination of a little bit of truth, the deep state comes in and puts its foot down. And the narrative that is being formed is undoubtedly not what actually happened. And this is what I'm talking about when I complain so often on here about government conspiracies and cover-ups and how they take advantage of us. Now, this article comes to us from, the first one comes from Twitter, posted by Raw Alerts. It's Raw News Alerts. It's at Raw's Alerts, R-A-W-S-A-L-E-R-T-S. This came out last night. It says, breaking: a commercial fisherman has spotted a suspected balloon off the coast of Alaska. Now, that's the first problem I have with the sentence, that it's spelled fishermen, plural, but then it talks about it as if it's a single person. A commercial fisherman. Well, it should be commercial fisherman if it's a single person. So that's a little problem for me right there. Off the coast of Alaska has discovered what officials fear might be another spy balloon, and they're bringing it to shore. Well, I thought we were told these spy balloons didn't pose a problem. Weren't we just told not to worry about it? Three sources familiar with the matter indicate that FBI agents will meet the fishing vessel upon its weekend arrival in port. The Bureau will then transport the unidentified object to the FBI lab in Quantico, Virginia, for analysis, following the protocol used with previous surveillance balloons. The fisherman shared photographs of the object with law enforcement upon encountering it. Now, we don't have a single picture of this thing anywhere, except for what the news media is doing, which I think is very, very unethical, showing these old, spy balloon pictures from other incidents. We don't even know for sure where this thing came from. So that's the first story that we hear, fishermen. Now, we don't know if it's one fisherman or more. I think it would be more because they're on a boat off of southeast Alaska here, it looks like. And they found something. They were concerned enough about it that they decided to haul up on their craft, cut their fishing trip short, and bring it back into the coast. This is all super sketchy to me. And it just, I can tell you, I have a feeling about this that we're not being told the truth. Now let's take a look at this next article. Now, this next article is from thesun.com. Headline says, spy in the sky, another spy balloon spotted off coast of Alaska in second sighting in 1 week, sparking foreign surveillance fears. Officials are waiting to inspect the suspicious objects in person. Kathleen Livingston, dated March 1st, 2024. Of course, they've got a random picture of a spy balloon here from 2023. So already misleading you before you even start reading this thing. Another possible spy balloon has been spotted off the coast of Alaska just a week after fighter jets were sent to intercept a mystery inflatable in U.S. airspace. Well, we don't know if that one over Utah was inflatable or not. So this article here just seems to be filled with falsities and assumptions. Fishermen made the discovery on Friday and are said to be bringing the object into port to be inspected by FBI agents over the weekend. A commercial fisherman, it says, found what official U.S. officials believe may be a spy balloon off the coast of Alaska on Friday, the latest in a series of possible spy balloon discoveries over the last year. Well, how would they even know that? Constantly, they first say that these are spy balloons, then we're told that they're hobby balloons. The fishermen sent photos to local law enforcement, who asked them to bring the items back to land, CNN first reported on Friday. See, and they're not sharing those photos, okay? The first thing that these fishermen should have done was just posted those photos online. Get it out there. But this is what happens. Oftentimes, the average people on the street are part of the problem. They love the FBI. They love the deep state. They want to be good serfs and slaves. I get constant criticism about complaining about having to take your shoes off walking on a filthy map to get on an airplane. People say, well, if that stops terrorisms, well, maybe if they have you spin around in your underwear and snap your fingers three times, that'll also stop terrorism. You see what I'm saying? They just, it's a Hegelian dialect. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, terrorism. Problem, UFOs. Reaction, panic. Panic. Solution, worship your government. Do it exactly as we tell you. Taking your shoes off at an airport is not about security. It's about control. It's about depersoning you. What did the Babylonians do to the Israelites when they came in and captured them? They took their shoes off and made them walk back to Babylon. Taking your shoes off is an act of submission. And that's what this government is about, any government. It's about getting the citizens to submit to the power at the top of the structure. Now, if the power at the top of the structure is doing what they're supposed to be doing, that's one thing. But you have to at least ask the questions. That's why I constantly complain on here to people about not trusting the media, not trusting the government. You know, as Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. You want to talk about airport security? Do 5 minutes research into who owns the x-ray machines that cause cancer and those airport terminals that take pictures that when reconstructed on the computer are so explicit that if you posted them online, you'd be subject to all kinds of obscenity laws. People are taking pictures of you and your kids with x-ray technology that's so advanced it can recreate an image of you and your kids without clothes on. Now, you might want to close your eyes and pretend like that's not happening, but people are getting their jollies off all day long at TSA looking at those pictures. Don't kid yourself. Don't kid yourself. Don't be a sheep. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, a plane got blown up. Reaction, let's put in these expensive x-ray machines that create explicit images. It's a twofer. Look at who owns the machines. Draw a connection between the Bush administration, Chertoff, and all these other guys, and how these things were stockpiled before they ever put them into the airport. Draw a connection from the Schumacher. What happened there? All the craziness. If you are to believe the FBI, then you believe that the lead hijacker on 9/11 flew that airplane into a building. That plane burnt at such a high degree that everything on it, including the black box, was atomized. Nothing. No two molecules left intact. Just atoms. Dust. But out of all that, somehow the paper passport carried by the lead hijacker fluttered down from the crash, from that inferno. Fluttered down, just burnt a little bit around the edges, fluttered down onto the concrete, and was picked up by some anonymous person. Look it up. That's on the FBI's website. Are you so stupid that you believe an airplane that crashed into a building in which everything was burnt so thoroughly on that airplane that not even a bit of DNA survived, that not even the black box survived, but yet somehow a paper passport carried on the person of the guy that flew that airplane into the building somehow fluttered down 1,000 feet or whatever it was to the ground below to be found by some sharp-eyed individual? If you believe that, you are either completely mentally incapacitated or you are completely unwilling to open your eyes and see that maybe the people that claim to be your government are not to be trusted. They couldn't be trusted with 9/11. They couldn't be trusted with UFOs. It's time to wake up. It's as if you're in a burning house right now and the smoke has accumulated from the ceiling downward. If you stand up and try to run out, you breathe that first breath of smoke into your lungs, it's going to kill you. So the firemen have to come in. They're on hands and knees crawling around looking for people, trying to drag you out. Why are you fighting, trying to stay in that house? Get out while you can. So I would encourage people, open your minds a little bit. This UFO thing is so much bigger than lights in the skies. It's so much bigger than people's personal experiences or abductions. It's beyond that. It's an issue of trust. And if we can't trust our own government, and it's clear that we cannot, now, who's to say that our own government is not in some sort of collusion with these entities? And what does that mean for us? Open your eyes. The article goes on. It says, the fishermen sent photos to local law enforcement who asked them to bring the items back to land. CNN first reported on Friday. Now, it says FBI agents are expected to take the objects, which sources said appeared similar to Chinese spy balloons discovered last year, to an FBI lab in Quantico, Virginia, for closer analysis. The fishermen said they were not sure whether the items were a spy balloon, but the FBI believed that the photos they sent to the unknown discovery warranted further investigation, according to CNN sources. American forces have been on high alert for prying eyes from the sky. Yeah, that's why we just let the one that flew over Utah go right on across the Atlantic Ocean last week. Just last week, the North American Aerospace Defense Command sent fighter jets to examine a small balloon that was discovered over the Southwest, later intercepting it in Utah. NORAD later said in a statement that the balloon was likely a hobby balloon that posed no threat. Yeah, it's just hovering there in 100-mile-an-hour winds. Interesting. It also comes after U.S. confirmed finding a Chinese spy balloon that supposedly blew off course into Alaskan airspace in February 2023. Their surveillance aircraft was dramatically shot down by two F-22 fighter jets off Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, shortly after it was identified. They are mixing and matching stories here. Don't forget that the balloon in Alaska, Yukon, and Huron, Lake Huron, they have refused to release cockpit video of those things. They won't tell you how they were shot down. Well, because they weren't balloons, obviously. Crowds cheered after the balloon plummeted into the ocean, where wreckage was swiftly gathered by divers and other military personnel. See, there you go. What one thing doesn't look like the others? China slammed President Joe Biden's decision to shoot down what it calls a civilian aircraft, further raising tensions between the two countries. Yeah, I think that's just all put on. The attack on Chinese civilian unmanned airship by force is an obvious overreaction, Beijing officials said in a statement. Well, that's about as funny as the stuff that our government says. I mean, do you really think that civilians in China are independently releasing giant balloons that can record all kinds of data? I kind of doubt it. We express solemn protest against this move by the U.S. side and reserve rights to take necessary measures in dealing with similar situations. The discovery thrust China's vast balloon surveillance system into the spotlight, leading U.S. officials to admit that they knew about China's vast spy balloon fleet operating around the globe. There's your solution. Problem, UFOs. Reaction, call them Chinese spy balloons. A solution, give more money to the Defense Department, the deep state, and all of the industrial military complex. That's your solution. Oh, and also take your shoes off and walk across a filthy mat, because we can't hire a bomb sniffing dog, because I guess you're getting x-ray, but apparently it can't x-ray your shoes. Submit. That's the solution. Submit and give us everything. The balloon that was retrieved last year had gathered intelligence, including data on photos that were not ultimately transferred to China, but were able to be studied by U.S. officials. The revelation led to changes in national defense strategy, President Biden announced after striking down the balloon last year. The American military has widened the aperture of its air defense systems to better detect objects that fly at lower altitude or lower speeds, officials said. That's really pathetic. A DOD that can't account for $1.55 trillion. You're taking your freaking shoes off to walk across a filthy pad, for crying out loud. And they're now telling you that they have to widen the aperture of their air defense radar systems so they can do a better job of detecting objects flying at lower altitudes. In other words, you have to take your shoes off to walk across a filthy pad at the airport because you might have a bomb in there somewhere. But the U.S. government doesn't have the capacity to look for balloons. We're talking 500-foot wide balloons carrying payloads that might weigh one payload. Biden said it was the size of a boxcar. The size of a boxcar. So while you're taking your shoes off to walk across a filthy mat, your own Department of Defense is telling you that they're not able to detect objects the size of a train boxcar floating around at the exact same level that you're plane is flying in. Now, am I more worried about somebody sneaking a bomb in their shoe when they already have to walk through an x-ray and everything else? Or am I more worried about China having a fleet of spy balloons the size of train boxcars floating in that 35 to 45,000 foot range right where my airplane's going to be going through? Come on, wake up. There's smoke in the house. You've got to crawl on your hands and knees. Don't stand up and breathe in deep. Crawl out, escape. This is your chance. Re-envision things. Start asking questions. What's going on here? Should we believe these guys that a bunch of fishermen found a spy balloon when no one's seen it? Come on. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has postponed his diplomatic visit to China in response to the balloon entering U.S. airspace. Three more unidentified flying objects were shot down in the weeks following the first major discovery last February. A little bit of truth at the very end. Three more UFOs were shot down. Three more UFOs were shot down. And then it looks like we found one off the coast of Alaska here, yesterday. But they're just going to call it a balloon. I want to look at another article here real quick. So while I'm complaining about the government covering all this stuff up, the government forcing you to jump through all these hoops like walking across that filthy mat just as an act of submission. It's not about your safety. It's about an act of submission, psychological control. And while I'm talking about how they're trying to frame the story in a certain way, notice how when the story, the actual truth, doesn't fit their narrative, okay? When the actual truth doesn't fit their narrative, they come in and they shut things down. This article is from Fox. It's dated March 28, 2023, very short. Video of fighter jets shooting down UFOs over Alaska is classified. Won't be released, Pentagon. Now, I had somebody comment, well, they couldn't show that because this is military stuff and it's all classified, blah, 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 blah. Look, they show what they want to show. And if they were interested in transparency, they would show this thing being blown up. They would give us the pictures of the UFOs. As we know, the camera equipment they have is more than capable of taking very detailed pictures. The Pentagon said that footage of U.S. military aircraft shooting down two unidentified flying objects over Alaska is currently considered classified and will not be publicly released. The footage of the high-altitude objects and the takedown of those objects exist, a Defense Department spokesman told Fox News Digital Wednesday, adding that none of that footage has been cleared for release and that footage remained classified. The comments come after the Defense Department said last month that multiple high-altitude objects were shot down over Alaska at the direction of President Biden. So they're not telling you what they were, okay? We know that if they have pictures that are good enough to take x-rays of you and your kids and reconstruct them in real life pictures that are so explicit that if you posted those pictures, especially the ones of your kids online, you would probably have the FBI knocking at your door for violating obscenity laws. If they can do that, certainly they can take a picture from a couple hundred yards away in a fighter jet. They've got the pictures. They don't want you to see them. And I think we can safely assume that they don't want you to see them because if you did see them, you would notice that these aren't balloons. Okay? Not balloons. Unidentified flying objects. Now, I want to finish up here with one last article. This is from February 8th, 2024, and this is from dailystar.co.uk. It says, mysterious black helicopters retrieved UFO shot down by U.S. Air Force near Alaska. Now, we've heard about this story before last year in 2023 when the Alaska UFO was shot down because people were posting stuff online. UFO expert Ross Coulthart claims to have new information that disproves Biden's statement about the mysterious UAP down by U.S. Air Force fighters last February. And then it goes on here. It says, at the time, pilots sent up to examine the object gave conflicting accounts of what they saw, but U.S. President Joe Biden later told reporters that the downed object was probably a civilian-owned balloon and most likely tied to private companies, recreation, or research institutions. Of course, we know that none of that turned out to be true. That's all false. That was a lie. If he knew about it, it was a lie. If he didn't know about it, then he was simply mistaken. It goes on, it says, but now a UFO whistleblower has revealed new details of the operation, sensationally claiming that Biden was concealing the truth about the operation. Australian journalist Ross Coulthart claims to have new information about the anonymous object from a Pentagon insider. Now, we don't even need a Pentagon insider. The guy was posting stuff on YouTube showing the planes fly back and forth. I did a podcast on that. A source has just contacted me confidentially to confirm something that I first spoke about a month or two ago, he said on his Need to Know podcast. We talked about the Alaska UAP object, and I said definitively that sources of mine were telling me that the Alaska object was anomalous. Well, it was a UFO, you mean? Of course it was. But I've just received this. The Pentagon tracked the Alaska object, confirmed that it was a silver cylindrical UAP and not a balloon. President Joe Biden ordered the shoot down, and multiple assets were involved with the recovery. H-130s, F-16s for cover, and OGA black helicopters. That's a direct quote from somebody who has a source in the Pentagon. Well, we had a source on the ground. He was on YouTube. He actually videoed the C-130s and the helicopters flying to the site. OGA is a catch-all term for other government agencies, which is usually taken to mean the CIA and other security services. Yes, just the people that you would trust with this. Coulthart says that the description of the operation is a direct quote from somebody who has a source in the Pentagon, and he says that he is 100% certain of this account. A Pentagon spokesman, Brigadier General Patrick Ryder, told reporters at the time that the object represented a reasonable threat to air traffic and had therefore been shot down on President Biden's direct order. U.S. National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby said that the object was much, much smaller than the spy balloon that we took down last Saturday, referring to the 200-foot Chinese spy balloon, and was about the size of a small car. Now, that's the U.N. Security Council Coordinator John Kirby telling you that. Not me, not the Inquirer. Much, much, much smaller than a spy balloon. Two different things. One thing is not like the other. At the time of the incident, UFO hunters were sharing online video footage of what appeared to be black helicopters hovering over the Alaska coastline. Well, they were helicopters, and they were definitely black. U.S. officials said it should be easier to retrieve pieces of the object from the ice than it would have been to recover the large Chinese surveillance balloon that had been shot down in the first weeks of February 2023. A Department of Defense official said it broke into pieces. Of course, we know that that search did not last for very long, at least not on an official level. A Pentagon spokesman said on the same day that recovery teams were collecting the debris on top of the ice, U.S. divers and unmanned underwater vehicles had also reportedly retrieved additional debris. Please tell me, how does a spy balloon break through the ice? Now, maybe it was one of these balloons carrying a boxcar size assortment of instruments. I don't know. But that's interesting either way. And if we've got boxcar sized containers of instruments floating around at 35, 45,000 feet, and the government is telling us that those things don't pose a threat to airline traffic, then I've got to tell you, the government's nuts. Brigadier General Ryder later announced that the Alaska National Guard, alongside units under U.S. Northern Command, along with HC-130 Hercules, HH-60 Pavehawk, and CH-47 Chinook, had all been participating in the effort to recover the object. However, on February 18, 2023, Pentagon officials announced that the search had been abandoned. Some pilots involved in the shootdown reported that the object had interfered with their sensors on the planes. The Pentagon and the White House declined to give a detailed description of the object, saying only that it wasn't an aircraft per se. Wasn't an aircraft per se. So for once, they're not calling it a drone. They're not calling it a balloon. Sounds to me like it was a UFO. I'll finish up there. The last couple lines of this article are so, the grammar's so bad on me, you can't even read it. I'll put it that way. Anyway, the point I'm getting at is this. Something has been recovered in Alaska. The media comes out, media that oftentimes is not even competent enough to put a sentence together that's in clear English. And they tell us, well, it was a balloon. But if you read close enough, if you read the very words of our own government officials, we find out that these things aren't balloons. Yeah, there was a balloon shot down apparently over South Carolina, but the rest of these things are UFOs. And why should we just take the word of unnamed officials that this latest recovery of an object off the coast of Alaska was a spy balloon or a weather balloon when the people on board that ship aren't even calling it that? Like I said at the beginning of this podcast, I I know I get a little bit excitable sometimes because we're just being lied to so often and so frequently. But that's not the only reason. The reason that it's upsetting or the reason that it's irritating is because the stakes are so high. If you take a story like this and you run it out to its conclusion, it leaves you with some really serious things to contemplate. Number one, possibly a boat full of fishermen off the coast of Alaska recovered a UFO. It might have been a weather balloon. It might have been a spy balloon. We're not sure. It's some kind of unidentified object. Now, they didn't share those pictures on Facebook, which is what most people today do when they find something, Facebook or YouTube or someone. They didn't share it on social media. That tells me maybe the person that found this thing thought, hey, this is some sort of matter of national security. I better not just put this on the internet. That's the vibe that I get off of this. If this was something harmless, I feel like it would have been on Facebook in 10 minutes. Instead, they called it into their local law enforcement, people they feel safe with, people that they think couldn't possibly deceive them. Well, could they possibly deceive you if Men in Black and FBI and CIA were there with guns? Could they deceive you then? Do you think that's possible? So the local law enforcement calls the FBI because, hey, that's the number of Big Brother. It's right there on the desk. You know, the same FBI that told you that the person that flew a plane load of people into the World Trade Center, the same person whose body was totally destroyed in that crash, no two molecules together, was atomized, that person, what the FBI says that somehow his passport fell out of his coat pocket as he flew that airplane into the World Trade Center at 600 miles an hour and fluttered down to the street. The FBI says that. That's their theory. Go to their FBI official website and you will find it. I did. The FBI is the one that said somehow, out of all the people, things, and products, and the black box that was on that airplane on 9/11/2001 that flew into that building and erupted in a massive fireball. You've seen the pictures. We all have 1,000 times. Somehow, out of that fireball, they're in the cockpit seat. He's flying into the airplane. Whoops, better roll the window down and throw the passport out. Yes. The FBI thinks that you are so stupid. And I think that some people are so brainwashed that they actually believe this. That in the instant of that crash, as that jetliner with all those poor, hopeless souls on board barreled into that building at over 600 miles an hour, somehow, although every stitch of clothing, every fragment of bone, everything that could identify any particular person was destroyed in an instant in that fireball, except for the passport carried by the guy flying the plane. The FBI says somehow that passport made it out of his pocket. Somehow that passport made it out of his pocket, escaped that horrendous fireball, and fell to Earth, where it was discovered by some unnamed person and later turned over to the FBI. Now, that's the kind of people that were called this weekend to investigate a UFO recovered off the coast of Alaska. Those people, the people that told you that the passport somehow escaped the pocket of the lead hijacker, made it through the fireball, floated down to Earth, and was recovered by the FBI. I have to tell you, my trust level is not with the FBI on this. And my trust level is not with the FBI telling me what those fishermen in Alaska found. What we do know is Alaska's got all kinds of UFO activity, and it looks like something has been recovered out there in the ocean off the coast of Alaska, and we're being told that it's one thing when it's quite possibly something completely different. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.